This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
This oral history project is being conducted by Karen Reyes, a student at Guttman Community College, City University of New York. By signing the form below, you, the interviewee, have granted permission for the audio recordings, notes, transcripts, and photographs resulting from this interview to be gifted to a collection held at City University of New York without restriction. If you, the interviewee, have granted permission to do so, the interview may become a part of an archive, and the interviews will be made available for the use consistent with the City University of New York's mission, regulated according to any restrictions placed on their use by you. You can place the restrictions on the use of this interview below.
I, David Flores. What? I've read the above.
The interviewer affirms that he has explained the nature and purpose of this oral history research. The interviewee affirms that he has consented to the interview. The interviewer and the interviewee hereby give granted and assign all rights, title, and interest, including copyright of whatever kind, from this information and interview to Guttman Community College, City University of New York, with the following restrictions. Do you have any restrictions?
No.
Okay. My name is Karen Reyes, and I am interviewing David Barrera in Ridgewood, Queens on Wednesday, July 29th. Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
I give her permission.
Okay.
Kick that mule, Karen.
Okay. How old are you?
18.
Okay. What's your racial identity?
Human. Hispanic male.
And, okay. Where are you from?
New York. No. Queens, New York. Born in Manhattan.
Okay. What's it like living in Queens?
It's hard for me to say because I've lived in Queens pretty much my whole life, and it's regular to me. It's a lot. It's hectic, but it's not hectic to me. It's just normal life. I live on a day-to-day basis, and it's pretty much always the same.
Okay. What kind of people live around there?
Like, what do you mean, what kind of people? Like ethnicity?
Yeah.
Whites, Hispanics, mostly. Like, a lot of white people. And there's, like, Hispanics and then African Americans. It's pretty much a lot of people, but it's just, like, majority is white.
Okay. What was your opinion of police before the protest against police brutality?
Fuck the police. Has always been my motto. Not because I'm like, I have never been a model citizen and always had problems with authority. So my opinion on police is kind of biased, but it's my opinion.
Why?
I'm a criminal. I'm mischievous ever since I was a little kid. I don't know. I really don't know why I have a problem with authority. To me, everybody's just another human. And without that badge, they're nothing. And, like, I can't be told what to do by another human just because they have a badge. It just doesn't make sense to me. I'm my own human. No one can tell me what to do.
Except my mama.
Has your opinion changed now?
Never has changed. Ever since I was a kid, I was taught to hate the police, music, people around me. But it always stuck, and I always understood why.
Okay, let's say, hypothetically, a police stops you because of your skin color and is tan, and because of your skin color.
Yeah.
So, how would you react, or like what would you say?
I don't think what I'm gonna say is it's not appropriate. I've been stopped by police and has obviously been like a little biased towards me, or just a little, just abuse of power. I've always been dealing with police in some kind of way or manner, like I've just always been in trouble, so there's always like a little like action going around with the police.
I didn't really answer the question.
I was just getting mad at them. I was just telling them, like, can I say the bad word? I'll be like, go fuck yourself and shit. Like, I got in to tell them, just fuck you and you're racist, and like, without that badge and nothing, take off that badge and fight me. Like,
are there any stories you're really willing to share about those encounters with the police before May 2020?
I got a lot of encounters with the police. One of my first encounters with the police that involved assault was in downtown LES in Chinatown. I was skating with a couple people, and they came out their car. It was like, what do you say to me? He's like, don't you see me here, asshole? And I was like, what? What are you talking about? I'm just skating. And I continued to try to skate. And then he comes up to me and my group of friends, three other Hispanic males. And he's just like, keep on doing that and I'm gonna arrest you and all your little friends. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a model citizen. I wasn't just like complying with him. So I was just trying to get him mad. So I started dancing and saying ho's mad, and I tried to continue to skate off because he was just mad that I was skating on the pavement. And like, it's just the pavement. I can skate, I can walk, I can do whatever. If I wanted to, I can just lay on the pavement for 48 hours and do nothing. But they chose to bother me because they were like down the block. So I tried to, you know, just walk away because I didn't want my friends to get arrested. And then I ran, got on my board, and he kicked me into traffic. So he kicked me in my legs once I jumped on the board and almost fell into a bunch of cars on the freeway. Not on the freeway, but it was like a really busy like street. And I turned around, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Why'd you do that? You're so dumb. Like, you was just explaining to me, what if I have to call your mom, tell her that I got hit by a car because I was skating, but you just kicked me into traffic. While his buddy just stood there and just watched him and said nothing. Just abuse of power. They do whatever they want, but if I were to kick a police officer, I would go to jail for 2-3 years. But it's just how life is. I have another story.
Was that police that kicked you, what color race was he?
I think it was a white dude and a black dude. So they were like working together in unison, but That's always what gets them. It's when they work together. that's when it's the worst. And real people would actually know that if you got a white cop and a black cop together, it's not gonna end up nice.
Okay, and do you mind sharing the other story?
Pretty much same setting, except I was skating in the train station. Well, not on the mezzanary. I don't know. Top level, not where the trains is passing by, though. I know I was supposed to be skating in the train station, but, you know, it's just a board with wheels. What's the big problem? So I was skating. Undercover cop pulls me off my board while I'm going down. Doesn't say nothing about NYPD or anything. He just grabbed me from my shirt and just yanked me right off, ripped my shirt. I was like, I got mad. I thought it was just a random pedestrian, so I started screaming and I was gonna fight him. And then him and his buddies pulled out all the badges, and he got mad and he was like, hey, get the fuck out of my station. This is my station. What you mean? And then he was just, you know, just screaming at me, calling me all types of words. So same thing. I just left. I can't do nothing. It's just some cops. Just deal with it. Life goes on.
Why do you think that after May 2020, protests in New York have erupted?
What do you mean, why?
like, why do you think the protests, like, people started protesting now?
There was always going to be revolution, honestly. I've been saying that since, how long? A couple years now, right? Yeah. A couple years now, I've been saying there's always going to be revolution. I've always noticed how they treated other people and treated other races. So it was just a matter of time. If you shake a soda like long enough, it's gonna explode one day. So yeah, racism, everything, all of that. I always knew it was gonna happen. I was just waiting for it, just waiting for the revolution, waiting for everybody to stand up and say they're tired of it. They need people to protect and serve, not just harass. And it's always just been abuse of power. Once they get that badge, they go crazy. Once they get that badge.
Okay. And were you involved in any protests?
I haven't really gone to the protests, but I pass by and I support any Black Lives Matter situation. Only reason I can't go to protests like that is because I got money to make. I gotta be out. I just couldn't be out like that. But I always supported and donated. And I mean, it's just not gonna... I know the protests is, like, are there to, like, change. It's for change. And change is happening. But it's not happening like how it should be. They're just doing little things to, like, control the masses. Just make everybody think that, like, what they think, like, what they say matters. And it works a little, but everything died out already, right? Everything done died out. No one's talking about this anymore. It's just going to be the same thing. History's going to repeat itself over and over again like it does. Until we, you know, the world just recycles itself, honestly. Same problems will evolve. Everything's going to be the same. It's just how life is always going to be. And I would never see no change in that. Racism, bias against other races. Well, it's the same thing, right? I just
confused
my mind. But no, it would never change. And I don't understand that. I always grew up just seeing other people as other people, which is humans. Never that race is just another human.
Okay. And what do you think the government's response to, like, all these protests was, like?
Violence. Violence is the only answer in life. How do you think people get territory? How do you think things are disputed? It's always violence. Wars are won. That's the only thing that matters. Just war. You can't control the masses, so you just gotta hurt them until they stop, honestly. That's pretty much all.
And do you think you can be like, what do you think about President Trump's response to it?
I didn't even think he had a response, right? He just called everybody, like, looters, like, thugs or something? Yeah, he said thugs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, was he only talking about the looting? Or was he talking about, like, the actual protests? Because I remember when there used to be protests... I remember I saw a post about when there used to be protests about, like... Not protests, like, riots about, like, sports. And then and they'd be like, just kids lollygagging or something like that. But, you know, he says what he wants to say, and I can't stop that. I never really liked him, but what's that to say? He's just kind of a puppet in the government. He's just a puppet. People telling him what to do. He's not really like that decides everything. He's just a puppet. That's how I think the government is, but that's a different story. That's another interview.
And let's say, hypothetically, you was driving a car and a police stops you just because he thinks you're being sus. How would you react to that?
How I always react? It's just try to annoy him and get him mad as possible. Just ruin their day, because at the end of it, I'm not doing nothing wrong, and if they want to arrest me for anything, it doesn't matter to me, because I'm going to come out the next day, next night, next week. It doesn't matter. I'm going to go home, and everything's going to be the same.
Does it ever scare you? Like, do you fear if, like, something like that was to happen to you?
Never. because it already has. I'm used to it. I've been assaulted by cops so many times. It's just, I laugh about it. It's funny to me. I told him to record it. I'm like, yo, guys, record this. Look, he's about to hit me or something. It's funny to me. It's everyday life. And I always thought it was funny, but I remember one day I was having a conversation with my friend Andy, and we was talking about it. He's like, yo, isn't it kind of sad that this happens so much on a daily, like routinely, that we just joke about it? Like that's such a sad thing to say, that it's just this, these people that are here to protect and serve just come over here to harass us all the time. And it just happens so often that it's just, it's fun to me now. It's fun to me.
Do you think that, I mean, has like coronavirus changed your life?
No. Same thing. My life is pretty much never. How can it change my life? I mean, it made. How can I say this? It changed my life, but in ways that I can like adapt to already, like super fast. And it's just not. It's never. Nothing was really a problem. I never was really super social to people. Never really hanged out with like a lot of people like that. And a lot of people got off the streets, and I love being in the streets. I'm in the streets 24/7. I'm never home. I'm outside. And the longer y'all stay inside, the happier I am outside, because no one's around to bother me. I want to be alone. I don't know. Made me happier, I guess. Like, I just get to be alone. I don't need to deal with people anymore. All these sheeps walking around the earth.
And let's say you was walking and you see a black male or woman being encountered by police and being threatened for no reason.
I'm fighting. I'm recording. I'm gonna set up my phone and I'm intervene. Cause first you need video evidence to show the people and hopefully get them fired, but you know, they're just gonna get suspended, you know, paid vacation. Cause when you kill someone nowadays, it's cool, I guess, for cops. But I'm not standing for it no more. If I see something happening, I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna say something. If I see it to the point where it's actually gonna take someone else's life just for skin color, I feel like it's worth my life to intervene. Like, I don't know.
Why do you feel like you need to intervene in situations like this?
Because it's a very, very ignorant, like, racism is just so dumb to me. It's melanin. It's just a chemical in your skin that just helps you get more or less vitamin D. That's why white people are super white, because they don't have a lot of melanin. And like countries like Ireland, it's always raining, it's cloudy, so they need white skin so they can absorb vitamin D faster. And African Americans, we're in the sun, are in the sun longer because it's a sunny area, so they have more melanin, so like don't get way too much vitamin D. It's just a chemical. Like, come on, dog. It, like, skin color was never an issue, like something that I thought about as a kid growing up. Racism is taught. It's not an instinct. And if I see someone about to die just because of some skin color, it's sad. It enrages me. So I'm gonna make it stop. I'm gonna have to stop that. And if I can't stop it, I'm gonna die trying.
So you would rather die than watch someone else die because of their skin color?
We together, baby. All my minority people, we together. I ride for you, y'all ride for me. Mm. And be like that forever. And always care for other people. And yeah, that's it. Just be a good human. Like,
how would you like to see this movement resolve?
Anarchy, complete takeover of the government. I want society collapsing. I want life to be different. I want everything that matters to not matter anymore. That it's not about all about currency and about power. It's about being happy and just living. It's just how humans are supposed to. You're just supposed to just live. We're not supposed to be in this environment where we're stacked up on each other, living in like 2 to 4 cubicles and like 6,000 people on the street every day. No, we're supposed to be in these jungles. We're supposed to be in the Amazon. We're supposed to be fishing. It's just kayak, hunter-gatherers. At one point, the society is going to collapse and it's all going to revert to how it was. That's what I think, as I see.
Do you think you can go be more specific about that?
Be more eco-specific. How do I say this? It's just common knowledge to me. We've evolved so much that it's just kind of bad for us. Like, we just kind of sit in our houses and what like be on social media all day, like watch the television all day. Like, people are trying to create so many problems out of something so stupid. Like, you know why people like are on the internet all day just complaining about the dumbest things? It's because they don't need to go like walk 600 miles to get about like some water, some fresh water. They don't have to chop down wood. They don't have to go catch animals to go eat. They don't have to go forage for food. It's just we've been too comfortable. We're getting too comfortable.
What do you think would be your role in achieving like the outcome where like there's no racism in this in America?
In America, I can't help. I'm literally incapable of helping. I'm a dropout. I have no power whatsoever over anybody. No one's gonna listen to me. I'm just another normal kid from the streets, just a normal little ghetto kid. But the only way I think I could help, if it was an actual revolution and we fought the government, that's the only time I would have some power. Just overthrow the government. That's how I want to see things happen. I want capitalism to just be destroyed. I just want no government. I want no one to tell me what to do.
What do you mean by you want capitalism to be destroyed?
Money is the root of all evil. Money is the only problem we have in our life. If it wasn't for money, a lot of people would be way more happier. It's when you're growing up as a kid, it's, oh, what do you want to be when you're older? Oh, you don't want to be a doctor, a lawyer, this, that. You'd have good pension, 401k, you'd get good money, feed your family. Oh, this and that. It's not all about money. People get it so mixed up. But you need money to live in this world now. So you're either a sheep or you're someone who's broke and no one will ever listen to you. So it's just you never win. It's a weird world we live in.
Yeah. Okay. And what do you think the cops' response to these protests that began in May 2020?
Went to cops protest. What I see on social media is the only thing I see. What I see on like TV is what I see. But what I experience in real life is real life, and that's what I can talk about. And most of the protesters that I pass by, they're not mad. They're not attacking people. But you see a lot of that on social media, and that's happening all over the world. So it just matters where you're at, what you're watching, what you're doing. But I don't think all cops are bad. Just a lot of them. And I understand when a cop gets mad at me for some things, because, like, it's the law. I'm breaking the law. And I don't get mad at that. I just keep doing what I'm doing. But to all the good cops that are out there, making sure that the protesters are safe, I respect y'all. And all the cops that are out there just destructing the peace and attacking normal model citizens, you guys can rot in hell.
How do you think that the good cops work in a system like them.
They're sad. They're working a system like that because they know that they're trying to help. They see, it's sad that we're asking this question at all. Why, how do you think the good cops feel in working in a system like that? It shouldn't be like that. It should be, why do you think the bad cops work in a system like that? Honestly, like, if you're there to protect and serve, you do your job. People are sworn to protect and serve. And they don't do it. They just go out, do what they do, harass people, just cause of their power. And to the good cops that are in the force, and they know that they're the good ones, and they know they're stopping prejudice, and they're stopping all this. And I respect that, and I love that. And how can they work in there? The only reason they can't, like, they're driven to work there by the way they see how policing is actually done. So they watch that and they're like, oh, I'm seeing all of this. I can be one of those people, and I can set the rules straight, and I can go how it was supposed to happen. No, I can go. I can work how, like, this system was supposed to work. The good cops. Okay. Good cops are just normal cops. Just don't be racist. It's not that hard. It's not that hard.
Do you think it's the way the system runs fault, or like?
It's not enough training. They have 6 months of training? 6 weeks? I think it was 6 weeks of training, right? And if you're telling me that a cop is supposed to handle a criminal with a gun and try to stop them, or a criminal with a knife, or an insane person, but they can't deal with a little kid just dancing and making fun of them, like me, then what do you think that they have the power to actually take care of real problems? If they're getting mad over something like me just dancing at them or making fun of them, just and they want to hurt me over something so little, like, it's not that big of a deal. But once it's a big of a deal, I wonder how their minds react. They're probably all over the place. They have all their training goes down the drain. They act on instinct. They shoot to kill.
So do you believe that all cops deserve to be cops?
No. Good cops deserve to be good cops. I mean, normal cops. It's just, you got to get the right training. Too many cops fold under pressure. They don't know what to do, so they lash out. They let their anger get a hold of them. They just like
go crazy.
Yeah, what can I say?
And what are your emotions about this?
Nothing. It's sad. It's sad to see, but like. Nothing's gonna happen, so you just might as well desensitize yourself. Gets me mad every day that I gotta see this happening. It gets me mad that it happens to me so often, but what can I do about it?
Thank you so much for joining my interview and consenting for this recording.
I'm David and I consent.
Thank you.
Bye, Karen.
Bye.